This program is part of the Ulagal Radio Network. Ulagal Radio, going beyond the pew, proclaiming truth, and encouraging the brethren.
Thank you for joining our podcast today. My name is Jeremy Northrop, and this is The Christian Counselor. Over the next few podcasts, we're going to be discussing some things that we can learn, specifically to make our marriages better, but of course these can be applied to any relationship that we might have. It's a popular way to end a story or a fairy tale where we say they all lived happily ever after. But of course the reality is that happy is not always ever after. Happiness happens early in marriage and sometimes it doesn't last. And the other side of the equation is ever after is not always happy. We look forward to a life of happiness together, but it doesn't always work that way. Happy doesn't always last ever after, and ever after is not always happy. Circumstances and other things affect that, but the bottom line is we must choose certain things. There's a biblical principle outlined for us in Galatians 6 at verse 7. The Bible says, "Do not be deceived. God is not mocked. For whatever a man sows, that he will also reap." It's not popular in our current Western culture to talk about putting something into a relationship, to talk about the effort that has to go into a job, a relationship, a hobby, or anything else. But the truth is, our relationships, just like everything else, take work. And if we don't put the work in to make the choice to learn how to love our spouses, to love our kids, to love one another, it just won't work. Whatever a man sows, that he will also reap. And there are emotions, there are things that we can learn that will help us to have better marriages and better relationships in general. Interestingly, one of the words used to talk about love is the word agape. It's a sacrificial love. And among other things, it includes intentionality and learning. It's something that we learn to do. It's not just something that happens to us. Now, in Western culture, it doesn't always work that way. Sometimes there are those that will say, well, we just fell in love and everything was good. But of course, falling's an accident. And so we want to learn how to better love our spouse. And there are different stages, different things that they can do. In Ephesians chapter 5, of course, the husbands are commanded, ultimately by the Holy Spirit, to love their wives. Love their wives as Christ also loved the church. Love their wives even as their own bodies. Love their wives in so particular as they love him, as he loves himself. That's all in Ephesians chapter 5. It's been popular to say that never once in the Bible does the Bible teach women to love their husbands. But in fact, it does. Titus chapter 2 and verse 4, when Paul was speaking to Titus regarding how the older generation is to treat the younger generation, and he exhorts four groups of people. He talks to the older men, to the younger men, to the older women, and the younger women. And among other things, he tells the older women to admonish the young women, to teach, to encourage the young women to love their husbands, to love their children. Now that's actually not the Greek word agape, that's the Greek word phileo, and it refers to companionship, brotherly love. But in either case, it shows us that love is something that we learn to do. So the person who says, well, I just don't love her anymore, or the lady that says, I just don't love him anymore, what's the solution? The solution is we must learn to love. My name is Jeremy Northrop, and this is The Christian Counselor.